Today, I'm reading the article Finland Breaking Ground in Regenerative Agriculture, written by Aleksi Taivianen, published on the 11th of February 2021 on the website goodnewsfinland.com. So let's start. Finland Breaking Ground in Regenerative Agriculture. A Finnish collective has launched a free online course to provide farmers with scientific information on practices that improve the soil, yield and environment. The e-college for regenerative agriculture is a result of a collaborative effort by REACTOR, the Baltic Sea Action Group, based on Carbon Action, a pilot program launched with support from the Finnish Innovation Fund, CITRA, and Finnish Meteorological Institute, FMI. Regenerative agriculture has been identified as a key measure for mitigating and adapting to the effects of the climate emergency, in part due to its rehabilitative impact on soil, the largest carbon stock in the terrestrial ecosystem. Research has shown that the approach can have a positive impact on productivity and food security, while protecting the climate, water systems, and natural diversity. Finnish farms alone could remove some 5 megatons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, equivalent to the amount emitted annually by cars, by successfully implementing methods of regenerative agriculture. Regenerative agriculture proves that practical solutions to biodiversity loss and the climate crisis exist, Mari Pansar, the Director of Sustainability Solutions at CITRA, stated in a press release. Finnish farmers can be at the front line, supporting biodiversity and sequestering carbon into soil. Consisting of 60 hours' worth of diverse learning materials and practices with real-life applications, the course was launched earlier this week with the first goal of attracting 5,000 attendees, equivalent to about 10% of farmers in Finland. Yields and crop security have improved since I began applying the principles of regenerative agriculture, attested Tuomas Neppilä, a course participant from Uriola, southern Finland. Costs have decreased, and the handling of animals has become easier with rotational grazing. It is easy to first test these methods on just a few fields. Niko Kaivinios, a lead designer at REACTOR, revealed that the course generated widespread international interest even before its launch, given the large-scale implementation made possible by online training. The industry partners of the educational project include the food industry, Behemoths, Atria, Fazer and Valio. "We shared a common concern about climate change," stated Merja Leino, the head of responsibility at Atria. "Making the food chain carbon neutral by 2035 has been adopted as one of the primary objectives at Atria. Regenerative agriculture is an important tool as we seek to rein in climate change." Juha Nausiainen, the director of the carbon neutral milk chain at Valio, called attention to the gulf that persists between the desire and actual ability of people to make sustainable choices. "It is important for us to train our dairy producers in order to achieve carbon neutrality in the whole milk chain in the future. This way, we can offer consumers finished products that are produced using regenerative farming practices," he told.